Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Arisa with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Wyndham Fringe organizers considering legal action after fake flyer dropped in letterboxes ahead of the Bay Pride March. The festival's founder, Tom Oliver, said that there are some people that are misleading locals in Wyndham. The flyer's design includes lewd imagery alongside the event's logo and Wyndham Fringe branding. It also appears to show endorsements from the event partners and Labour MP Joan Pease. Mr. Oliver said that the letterbox drops would not stop the event from going as planned. In more local news, a Brisbane woman died amid waiting for an ambulance. 51-year-old Kath Groom was suffering chest pain on Friday and called an ambulance. Her case was categorized as Tier 1, which means the ambulance should have arrived within 15 minutes. She fell asleep as the ambulance didn't turn up after an hour and a half, but she never woke up. Queensland Ambulance Service said in a statement that they were expecting a high level of demand of service at the time when Tribe Zero called, but the case would be investigated internally. In national news, the latest COVID-19 vaccines targeting common variants of the virus will be made available to Australians from next month. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says the government has approved the monovalent vaccines, which target Omicron subvariants after taking advice from the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation. Mark Butler said the shots would help protect Australians against the current strains of the virus and demonstrated the government's ongoing commitment to providing the latest and most effective vaccines. In more national news, an Aboriginal elder has criticised a music festival which was held on a sacred site. The Wave Rock Weekender, an annual music event, was held between 22nd and 25th of September on Wave Rock in Hyden, about 300 kilometres east of Perth. The rock is known to Aboriginal Australians as sacred because of the dreaming stories associated with the area, having a similar spiritual significance to Uluru. A Balladong elder has criticised the Hyden Festival participants for drinking, partying on, and disrespecting the sacred rock and called on authorities for more protection of the area. In international news, Italy has convicted 207 people in a maxi trial with charges related to their membership in a major crime syndicate. With a combined prison sentence of 2,100 years, the defendants have been linked to an organization known as 'Ndrangheta, a mafia group that has quietly gained power in Italy and abroad, supposedly holding almost a monopoly on cocaine importation in Europe. As the trial took place in a specially constructed high-security bunker, the mass of charges laid include drug and arms trafficking, extortion, and mafia association. However, over a third of the original defendants have been fully acquitted or simply found not guilty. For your weather today, it is currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or hit to 4ZZZ.org.au.